I'm Peter Finch with The Finch Files. The luckiest day of Maria Ross's life may have been that day in August 2008 when she had a brain aneurysm and her husband found her on the bathroom floor.
You would be dead if he hadn't been there.
I would be dead if not for a series of very many fortunate coincidences.
I've been in the right place.
My husband being home, being about 5 minutes away from one of the country's top trauma centers that also attracts some of the top neurosurgeons. So a lot of things combined to save my life that day.
My head is in a bad place.
That happened in Seattle. Maria and her husband are back in the Bay Area now. After an amazing recovery, she's out with a book entitled Rebooting My Brain, How a Freak Aneurysm Reframed My Life.
As soon as I was out of the hospital, people were like, what are you going to do now? And are you going to go travel the world? Are you going to go do something big? And I was like, I'm just trying to get back to normal again. I'm just trying to walk my dog for 30 minutes every day. Like, that's a huge goal for me.
Starting up a brand new day.
At the same time, Maria Ross admits surviving a near-death experience does at times lend itself to some deep thoughts.
You can't help but think about, well, what's my place on this planet? And what am I doing with my time here? And am I really showing the people I love how I feel about them?
Back to the book for a moment. Turns out a story about recovering from a serious brain injury does have some laughs in it. Take Maria's ICU psychosis. Yes, it is a thing.
I was convinced that the hospital was a front for the show Gossip Girl. And the staff was texting information about the patients to the producers of the show, and they were coming out as storylines on the air, which it made total sense to me that this was happening, and I don't even watch that show.
Then there was her husband's daily memory
that
quiz.
That fall, there were two men in the news, John Edwards, the politician, for having the affair, and Brett Favre, the quarterback, who at that point had gotten traded to the Jets, or had gone to play for the Jets, and I'm a huge Jets fan. So every day he would come into my hospital room and say, do you remember what I told you about Brett Favre? Do you remember what I told you about John Edwards? And every day I would forget. So I would go, no. And he'd tell me and I would go, shut up. No way. And he would laugh because he'd be like, that's funny every time.
Again, that's Maria Ross. Her book is Rebooting My Brain, How a Freak Aneurysm Reframed My Life.
I mean, do you ever go, Kat, it's so cool that I'm alive?
I actually do sometimes, you know. Sometimes I'm like, wow, I'm still here. Like, that's pretty cool.
For The Finch Files, I'm Peter Finch, KGO 810.